find that groove right after that second inning, and some misfortune there, and just kind of get right back to going with you at that door.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have an inning like that where you kind of let it get away from you a little bit, you just want to keep them there. You know, that's a good offensive team. We know what they can do late. So, you know, my job is just kind of keep them at bay for as long as possible because, again, you know, with our offense and knowing what they are capable of, it was just kind of a matter of time. So, you know, just try to keep them there. Did a great job. You know, Mikey, we answered right back after that, which I think kind of gave us a little bit of a jolt, which was huge. So it was overall good fun game.
Were you, like, angrier with yourself? Or, like, did that kind of give you some more juice the rest of the way at the second inning? Or?
No. I just knew I had what my job was. You know, I wasn't able to you know, pick up one of my guys, and I just – you know, hitting a guy, walking a guy, and then giving up an 0-2 hit, that's enough to just piss you off a little bit. So, you know, I really felt like I let our guys down in that situation. So it was one of those things. Again, like I said, my job after that, I can't erase the 3 runs, but I can do my best to just keep them at 3. Because 3's a solid number to have a chance in that game. Once you start getting to 4 and 5 runs, then you just, that's just such a big hole. But like I said, our offense, you know, 3 runs, I still felt confident. I still felt good where we were at, and, you know, especially as of late. So, you know, just keep them at bay for as long as possible.
How huge has it been taking the first two series of the second half of this team, considering how the first half ended?
Yeah, I think, you know, you get a few days off, guys get their feet back underneath them. You know, it's been a grind, you know, especially going into the break. I just feel like we never really caught our breath after that whole Chicago-New York trip. That, I mean, that was just an absolute nightmare. So, you know, guys were able to kind of reset a little bit, and then, you know, coming back after the break, you know, we just kind of picked off where we started. You know, I said it. You know, I threw the first game out of the break. It, you know, this is almost like another opening day. So, you know, getting off to a good start helps, you know, for a boost into the second half.
Is that an outing where you wish you could just keep going and going, maybe come out after 6 the way you were humming along?
Yeah, I even told Wass that I know my pitch count's up there, but I really felt like I started to kind of get into a groove a little bit. Especially that last inning, I just felt like my arm slot kind of clicked and just kind of locked in, specifically with my slider. I felt like that was just kind of, I just felt really comfortable. And I felt strong still. So, you know, I obviously would have loved to have gone back out there, but I understand, you know, it's not about me. So, and our bullpen's been great. So it's, you know, as much as I hate coming out of games, it makes it a lot easier handing it over to our bullpen.
Because you get the big picture, right? Like, long season, long way to go. Playoffs possibly, got to save some in the tank, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not exactly sure where my pitch count was, but I'm assuming it was approaching 100. And, you know, that's kind of the magic number these days. So, again, like I said, we had a good lead. And when you got a bullpen like ours, it makes it a little bit easier to hand that ball over.
Curious, not a lot of pitchers have done what you're doing in an age 37 season. I'm curious, like, just how are you feeling? And maybe are the things that you particularly attribute to in terms of your recovery that they have helped you to perform the way you have?
Yeah, I think, well, I feel good. Again, I can't stress enough, I probably sound like a broken record, but I lean on my guys here, you know, George and his staff and Brad in the weight room. I really lean on those guys hard. And I think throughout the years, I've put a lot of emphasis on my off seasons, and I really like to get after it in the off season. I got a guy down in Naples, Jay. He's incredible. Helped me out a lot through the last 3 off seasons, and just through the year, you figure out, like, sometimes you feel good, it's time to work, and sometimes it's more focused on recovery. So, you know, I'm not set to I have to do this, I have to do this. If I wake up tomorrow and I feel great, we're getting after it. If I feel a little beat up, we're still going to get some work done, but we'll focus a little bit more maybe on some recovery stuff. So, and again, I got unbelievable guys in my corner that help me get back to that and feel comfortable and feel confident in my routine and in my recovery to be able to go out and you know, still perform at whatever level you guys think I'm performing at.
Previously in your career, was there a more rigid schedule? Do I have to do this, I have to do that, years ago? Has that changed, or has that always been how your routine's been?
I feel like I was a little bit more set in my routine years ago. Hell, for a few years, I was trying to keep my head above water. You know, so I feel like I just, you live and you learn, right? And everyone says, I wish I, you know, knew then what I knew now, right? And, you know, maybe I would have done things a little bit different some years ago, but because of those years, I'm here now and I'm thankful for it. So, you know, kind of keep leaning on my guys and doing what I'm doing.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.